At-home DNA testing from places like 23andMe and Ancestry has become so popular that an estimated 1 in 7 American adults has tried it. Now, a new clinic at Brigham and Women's Hospital is offering deluxe DNA testing. It's a full-service genomics clinic for patients who want the elite care of an academic medical center and who can pay for it. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg has our story.
In a medical exam room at Brigham and Women's Hospital, Dr. Robert Green goes over a DNA test menu with a patient whose health and family history don't raise any obvious red flags.
But if you want to look at some of the options for predictive genetic testing and possible preventive care, we've got a couple of options for you.
There are the big-ticket whole genome tests that look at more than 3,000 genes and can cost nearly $3,000 for a full interpretation.
And we've got some more limited and less expensive panel options. So, for example, if you were really concerned about cancer, there's a $250 61-gene cancer panel, which is very specific for cancer.
The patient asked to be identified only by her first name, Nicole, to protect her privacy. She's a 40-year-old Boston entrepreneur eager to enter the dawning era of genomic medicine, where patients' DNA can reassure them or warn them of potential danger ahead, from heart disease to drug reactions.
I am curious about the difference between this option and this option, because it looks like this one does more genes.
Yes, they actually do more genes. But they include a lot of genes that have not actually had strong evidence of association with disease.
This is the sort of expertise offered at the new Preventive Genomics Clinic at the Brigham, which officially launches today. Green says it's one of the first such clinics in the country.
This is not standard of care, and most people, including me, would agree it's not ready to be standard of care. But I've become convinced on the basis of truly 15 years of immersion and data collection in this area that this is more than ready to be available to people who want to use it in their healthcare.
Now, Green needs to convince insurers. There's a catch-22 here, he says. Insurance companies want to see clear medical benefits before they'll cover something. But how do you get enough patients to prove the benefits if it's not covered? For now, by having patients enthusiastic and well-heeled enough to pay. Prenatal DNA tests began this way too, says Dr. Tony Gregg, the president of the American College of Medical Genetics and Genomics. At first, only pregnant women who could pay for them got them.
Now, increasingly, Medicaid programs and insurance companies are paying for some of these new technologies very routinely. And this is going to go through that kind of a paradigm.
Research by Green and others suggests that testing healthy people can be worthwhile because roughly 1 in 10 carries genes that put them at high enough risk for cancer or other diseases to be worth knowing about. But will testing actually improve their health care and at what cost? Gregg says several programs like the new clinic at the Brigham are expected to crop up around the country in the coming months.
We don't know what the value is of population-based genetic testing. So these programs allow us to get a glimpse of what that value could be.
For example, if many more people find out they have genes linked to cancer, how that affects their treatment and their lifespan. Until now, people who order popular DNA tests like 23andMe have mainly been checking their results on their own and then often consulting their doctors if they get worrisome news. But Gregg says DNA tests for health risk is part of healthcare.
And the concern about direct-to-consumer testing is that patients don't necessarily understand what that test is saying and what its limitations are.
Nicole, the patient at the new Preventive Genomics Clinic, swabs the insides of her cheeks to gather cells for DNA testing.
10 times on each side. Okay. Just put it back in there. It's got a little lipstick on it.
She'll get her results back in a few weeks, along with counseling on what they do and don't mean. The clinic will also follow her for research on how that knowledge affects her health care. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.